You are listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 155, Obstacles. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? All right, welcome back to another episode of Called to Homeschool. I've been doing these shorter episodes, and I got a lot of positive feedback of just, I get it. I want a smaller episode because I'm a busy mom and I have lots of kids and we're homeschooling and we're doing all the things. So I think this will be the format I'll be doing for a while. And so thank you for all your feedback and letting me know what works for you guys, because this podcast is for you. So this was something that's been on my mind and my heart, and I wanted to talk about it and just kind of my podcast is sometimes coaching tips and coaching stuff like that and things I'm helping with a client. And sometimes it's my mental journal where I just am what I'm going through and sharing it with you guys. So this has been interesting this year. So I started homeschooling when I had five children. And when I was doing it, I had three kids who would technically be school age, and then he was one or two, and then a 5 month old. So lots of little kids. So the probably was two by the time we started. So 2 year old and a 5 month old, and then these three little kids, right? So I got really good at doing school with a lot of people and with the chaos and all these things. And at one point I was homeschooling six kids and it was taking a lot of time. I had good days and bad days, just like all normal homeschool stuff. But I got into a really good rhythm. Then I had my oldest two decided to finish with a different route. So my oldest decided to go to a charter school and he got his high school diploma. And he really was only going, to school twice a week. Yes. He would just go for two full days, and it was actually all concurrent enrollment classes through the local university. So he did that two times a day. And then the other days he wanted to do his schoolwork. So he was no longer doing group subjects with us. Then the next two kids, they started doing college online, and they were no longer doing group subjects with me. So now at this time I've had George. So three to four kids doing group subjects. So I got really good and really used to doing subjects together as a group. And it's so interesting because it probably sounds chaotic to have all these little children doing school with all of them and all the things. And I actually loved doing my group subjects with a huge group of people. I thought it was really fun. You could do a lot of games. You could do all this really cool stuff. Well, now here I am. And we are finishing up our 14th year. And my 15-year-old has decided to do online university as well. So he does not do any group stuff with us. Then my eighth grader, she is still full homeschooled, but is kind of feeling grown out from some of these group subjects. Then I have my George, who just turned five. So he would still be preschool age. And five-year-olds flutter in and out of doing group subjects and whatnot. So all of a sudden, I'm finding myself doing one-on-one school with my Briggy. He just turned 11, and he would be fifth grade, and he is getting a full-blown private, completely one-on-one education experience. But so I've always done Minute with Mom, where I had my one-on-one time with the kids. And as kids started doing their own thing, that was really, what's the right word I want to use? It freed up a lot of time by having more kids do things out of the house, right? And so I didn't mind it because I still had a group for the group subjects. So this is my very first time ever experiencing group subjects with one child. And it has been very difficult, not difficult, but very different. And trying to figure this out, because it's so funny, because I have some children who are introverted who would have thrived with one-on-one with me and loved Minute with Mom, and they just absolutely ate that up. But my cute Briggy is probably my most outgoing, extroverted kid, loves a party, would stay all night. Like, he loves that scene. And he is getting this one-on-one stuff. And it's been so interesting because I could see in his face that he's just not loving it. He's not loving the way we're doing school, the way that it's working, or any of these things. And so I went to him not too long ago And I was asking him, like, hey, how are you feeling about school and all this stuff? And he goes, well, I don't mind like my stuff I do on my own. I still all like all that stuff. And I've thought a lot about it and I don't want to go to school, but like, I'm not enjoying school at all. So I got him to talk about it a little bit more, and he's not enjoying our group subjects. So here I am, 14 years in, feeling like a pro. Like, I know what I'm doing. I know all of these things. And now it's like, boom, here's a new obstacle. What is it like to homeschool one kid? So it's so funny because when I was beginning to homeschool, so many people are like, oh, you can't homeschool because you have so many children. It's so much easier with one kid. But that was all I knew. So all those obstacles, I had figured them out. And like, I got really good at teaching a group of people versus just one. So I've had to completely cry first and then completely think about, what does my Briggy need? And he needs people. He needs, and it doesn't have to be like a group of people. It can actually just be me, but he doesn't want just, he doesn't want me to just sit and read to him. He wants to be doing something and interacting with him. So as I've been praying about this and thinking about all of this with him, thinking, what does he love and what does he want? And so getting his opinion, what does he like? What does he not like? So if you're familiar with Charlotte Mason, she was a big, what's the right word? She really recommended doing handicrafts. And so my Briggy, I realized with our art, I can put up a beautiful piece of artwork and maybe I know some fun facts, but I definitely cannot just read about the artist right then. I need to come prepared and saying like, oh, hey, this is Rembrandt and he was Dutch and this was his style of painting. That's kind of cool, huh? And then go right into a handicraft, because if he can be using his hands, he is so happy. So I literally hopped on Amazon and we're going to be doing some whittling. He doesn't mind painting or something like that. So like that will speak to him. For our poetry time, I realized that he likes poetry time, but I go to the store and I buy a box of crackers that we don't usually have. And that's been fun for the kids before. And now it's not enough for Brig. So instead, what I've been doing is we've been baking our, I always call it our crumpets, whatever the food is. We've been baking our food before. And all of a sudden, he's coming alive again. Like, yes, I'm doing something. His science, I had to switch it up. He wants a science experiment every week. It doesn't matter how simple it is, but as long as we're doing something. He does not want to just sit and have me read to him anymore. It's not serving him anymore. So it made me think about like this. Here I am, all these years in, and I'm facing this obstacle with my kid who is getting a private one-on-one education is my one kid who probably does not even care to have a one-on-one education. And my kids who would have enjoyed that were in a group and they got six people and like toddlers and stuff running around. So interesting that we always have a different obstacle popping up in our school. No matter what, you are going to have different obstacles of whether or not like husband's involved or not involved. Sometimes people have a nanny or a mother's helper who come and help them for a little while. I spoke to a client the other day that she and her sister-in-law help each other homeschool and they take turns and do different things. But you're going to have something like that. And then all of a sudden it's going to be gone or it's working for you. And then it doesn't work for you. Somebody gets sick, something like whatever happens, there are always going to be obstacles that pop up in your path. And that's your moment to shine or your moment to hide, right? Because sometimes we have an obstacle pop up. And if you don't have a lot of belief in yourself and your ability to do this, you may look at that obstacle as like a sign from above that you're right. I should not be doing this. I don't know what I'm doing. So if you were in my shoes, right? And you have this cute little kid, he is so cute. You have this cute little kid who you can just see it in his face is near tears because it is just, it's not working for him anymore. He's not loving it. It's not serving him. And looking at that like, oh, I failed my kid. I've completely failed my kid and I need to put him into school and I'm the worst for him. And like, this isn't working. So if you don't believe in yourself and you face an obstacle, your mind is instantly going to go to the negative. But if you believe in yourself and you're facing an obstacle, you're going to take it to prayer. You're going to take it and research different things like, okay, what does my kid need then? If this way isn't working, what way could work? And when we rise to that challenge and face that obstacle, there's so much growth that happens there. We've only been doing this new style with him for a little bit, but already he's excited to do school again. Already he is looking forward to things. Now it is requiring more time on my end of preparing where I can't just open a lesson and read and go because that was not serving him anymore. So as I was thinking about that, I was like, oh man, like, what do I do? Because I'm coaching a lot more people and I'm doing all this stuff, and what's serving my kid and doing all of this stuff. And I realized my time just switched. So I don't have a lot of kids to do Minute with Mom with. So now I do actually have extra time that I can be preparing more in-depth lessons. I also have Amazon, so I can have anything shipped to my house very quickly, but it does require me being a little bit more prepared with my lessons so that we always have an activity or a craft or even going on a walk, but just being intentional with it. So friends, you are always going to have a different obstacle show up in your school, and that I can guarantee you. If you believe in yourself enough, you will be able to face those obstacles and find a way over it, under it, around it, through it, whatever you need to do to get past that obstacle. So I want to challenge you to, when an obstacle does come, because it will come, to believe in yourself and saying, okay, how am I going to do this? And start getting curious. Because if you ask your mind questions like, I don't know what to do, there's no way I can do this, your mind will shut down and be like, you're right. You're absolutely right. You cannot do this. But if you start opening up the possibility of like, I can figure this out. I have a really cool neighbor who's retired who has a full wood shop. Maybe I could hire him to have my son go over there and build with him once a week. Maybe I can do a boys group for my son. Maybe I could have him join or start a chess league or something like that, right? Once I start getting the ideas going, like, I can figure this out. I don't have to figure it out today, get myself off a timeline, but I'm willing to keep trying things until I figure it out. And if what I'm currently trying right now doesn't work in a month, then I'll just try something different. And I'll keep trying and keep working and keep going until we find something, because I believe in myself that hard. I believe in my ability to find the right solution for my children, because all my children will have different obstacles that they have faced in their education experience, and different obstacles in school, and different things that they will face. I will have different obstacles, whether that is health, whether that is tired, what is that as a mental thing, right? Anxious and nervous and scared and all those types of things. So I want to challenge you to face these obstacles with courage. What do I always say, friends? Being courage is simply feeling afraid and doing it anyway. So it's okay if you feel afraid with these obstacles when they pop up, but have courage. Trust in our Savior. Trust in your ability that He is going to help you figure out a way through it. And you always do. Okay, I love you guys, and I will talk to you next week. Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there. Thank you.